Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, to your will, Jesus. Yes, to your will, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Have your way this morning, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning to y'all. Good morning to those that are on the line that are joining us this morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. He is worthy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Good morning.
Yes, yeah. He is worthy. Hallelujah. Yeah. He inhabited the praises of his people. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning. This is Minister Andre Jeffries. I will be your host this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Well, praise the Lord once again. We'll ask those that need to mute their lines. Can they mute their lines at this time? This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, giving honor and praise to God who is the head of our lives. To my wife, to my Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark, Pastor Lenore Clark, all the prayer leads, everybody that is joining us today, especially those that are joining us for the first time, and those that may have been away for a while, we welcome you back. We welcome you. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, at this time, we're going to turn it over to our first prayer lead. Sister Rachel, are you there?
Yes, good morning. I'm here.
Amen. Go ahead and let God use you. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise Jesus. Good morning, brothers and sisters. I'm really blessed to pray on my prayer prompt. Pastor Lenora, she texted me yesterday and gave me the prayer prompt of state and local government. And I answered her and kind of put it out of my mind as I went through the rest of my evening. And as I woke up this morning, I heard the scripture, and the government will rest on his shoulders. And I thought, that's an interesting one. And I just started praying into it, like, Prince of Peace, and it's getting close to holiday time. And I love that scripture. It always brings about a fond nostalgia as we just reflect on Jesus as we move into the Christmas season. But I went on about my morning, and the Lord brought it back to me as I began to prepare for the prayer line. And then I re-looked at my prayer prompt. I thought, oh, that makes perfect sense. So I'm going to read the scripture to us very briefly. It's just one line out of three translations. The first is the Passion Translation. And it says, a child has been born for us. A son has been given to us. The responsibility of complete dominion will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be Wonderful One, the Extraordinary Strategist, the Mighty God, the Father of Eternity, and Prince of Peace. The NIV version, the one I love and we always recite at Christmas time, is, for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And as I studied this morning and just thought and prayed, the Message translation really stood out to me. And it says, for a child has been born for us, the gift of a son for us. He'll take over running the world. His name will be Amazing Counselor, Strong God, Eternal Father, Prince of Wholeness, His ruling authority will grow, and there will be no limits to the wholeness he brings. He'll rule from the historic David throne over that promised kingdom. He'll put the kingdom on firm footing and keep it going with fair dealing and right living. Take note that. Beginning now and lasting always, the zeal of God of the angel armies will do all this. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you that all of government rests on your shoulders. Lord Jesus, thank you for the finished work that you did on the cross. You kicked this thing off. Lord, we know that the way that you're going to do this is through us. Lord, we thank you and praise you that you set up this amazing system with your extraordinary strategy to bring your kingdom forth. Your kingdom comes through us. Lord, we thank you and praise you that you have planted us in specific places and specific times to advance your kingdom, for these words to come forth. I think of Romans 8:22. I pray it over us. According to it, all of creation groans for the coming of the sons and daughters of God. Lord, we know that we are many Christ. You said, Lord Jesus, when you were here and walked on this earth, you promised us. You decreed it over us. Greater works than I will you do. And you meant that because you knew the price you were paying for us to be empowered with your Holy Spirit to spread your gospel, your rule, and your kingdom across this world. It says, Lord Jesus, in your word, through right living, through wholeness, through all of the things that we preach and teach and walk in, Father God, for the things that we work daily in, Lord Jesus, for the cultivation of our righteousness through you, Christ Jesus, the more we become Christ-like, the more impact we make. Father, you put us in position to change these things. Our bishop and co-pastors this week discussed through what are our expectations for the government. I think they're too high. Lord, I tear that stronghold down. A stronghold is a mindset that keeps us locked in a perpetual habit that keeps us circling with no results. And I bind that in the name of Jesus. I pray right now we change our minds, that we accept the responsibility that Christ, our Savior, our King, our leader, has given us. And that is to live and be Christ-like, to expand his kingdom. Our government says, we the people. I do not agree with Christian nationalism, but I do think that we have a responsibility as Christians to do the work that we can do and be Christ-like to make the change and impact, to be the change we want to see and stop throwing it on our government. Lord, I pray for the people that are in the positions, that are seated in those places. I pray that you rearrange things and you put more people who are carrying your agenda into those positions and places of power. Lord, I thank you for the opportunities you gave me. Brothers and sisters, cover me in prayer. As I went last week to interview, to work with our Department of Criminal Justice for the state of Ohio, Lord, thank you that you are raising up kingdom people and planting them in those offices, in those rooms. We are the people speaking into the government's ears with your divine strategy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're giving us the gifts and ability to work in the marketplace in kingdom ways, that we don't have to compromise, that we are out of the world, we are set apart, we are holy. But you've given us the talent, the gifts, and the ability to work in partnership with them to make change and impact. Lord, I thank you and praise you that the people in our government positions locally and in our state, Father God, are open to working with people of faith. That is such a blessing, especially here in Ohio. I'm planted here in Summit County currently. We work all over the state of Ohio, but Lord, we see it everywhere, all the way to California. People are open to receiving us, because they know we have a point of difference. And our point of difference is you, Holy Spirit, more. I pray for more. More indwelling. Inhibit us, Holy Spirit. Fresh filling daily. May we have fresh oil and fresh fire as we go about and take territory for the kingdom. Heavenly Father, I pray the blood of Jesus over every state and local office in our government. I thank you and praise you that doors are opening and that we are welcomed in and that you have cultivated us. You have built us. You have developed us. You have given us eyes to see and ears to hear what needs to be done, how we need to speak, how we need to walk, what our brandings need to look like. Lord Jesus, you are an extraordinary strategist and that you have blessed us with gifts and talents and abilities to go and make an impact. Bishop always says that we are a church impacting the nation, and that doesn't mean a people in a building. That means the body of Christ infiltrating the darkness, influencing our government. And we thank you and praise you for that privilege. We don't realize how much power we have. And I pray, Lord Jesus, for a release of that authority over us. You have given it to us. You paid such a high cost for it, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You walked through hell. You were beaten and stripped, hung on a cross, died, got out of the grave, walked amongst those who still doubted, who still sold out, who still went back to their old ways. And you still loved us and encouraged us and re-endowed us and re-empowered us and have commissioned us to go forth. That is how it's done. Heavenly Father, Jesus, help us remember it's we the people. We pick our government, and it's so much more than casting a vote at the ballot box. Locally, in our cities, for levies and issues, at a state level, Lord Jesus, and even at a federal level. God, you have blessed ministries, our ministry, with the ability to have line item budgets on our state budget. That is influence and power. You want to do it. That proves to me, that shows me you want to do it. It is we who need to walk with you and take the steps to do it. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would continue to open up doors, seats, and opportunity for more kingdom people to be in those positions. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would continue to soften hearts and minds of the leaders who do rule our cities and states right now, Lord Jesus. I praise you and thank you that you have, it's hard. We see death and destruction and despair everywhere. Hopelessness, Lord Jesus. Surgeon General's warning just released a statement last week that said, we are in an epidemic of loneliness. The Surgeon General for the United States of America says we have an epidemic of loneliness. We are desperate for change, Jesus. Help us, empower us to be the change we need to see. Thank you for giving us the programs and the books and the strategies. May our hearts burn with desire and responsibility to fulfill our mandate. May we partner with the people in our government to be change. We need housing. We need better health care. We need better protection. Our children need saving, my God, in the name of Jesus. They're dying. They're killing themselves. They're killing one another. It's getting worse. All of creation groans, according to Romans 8:22. May we step up and step forward. Lord, I thank you and praise you that our government sees the change that we need. I thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, that they are opening up to a more holistic approach. I thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, that they see somebody needs faith, hope, something, something more, something greater than themselves to inspire change, to inspire hope, to inspire community. They're open to us. May the church step forth in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you and praise you that you are tearing down corrupt constructs, old ways within the body of Christ that will not work, platforms that have exalted man, so that these leaders in our states and nations will trust us. There's a reason they call for separation of church and state, that we would not push our agenda upon them, but that we would inspire them. Inspire them to know and love you so that we would have that wholeness and peace that you talk about. That is why the government is on your shoulders, Lord Jesus, and we praise you and thank you for it. And if we bear our cross and walk with you, then it's on ours too. And we accept it and we receive and we thank you and praise you for the responsibility, the trust that you have put in us, the filling and power of you, Holy Spirit, as we make more room for you, empower us and embolden us to vote accordingly, yes, but also to step up, to speak. Heavenly Father, I pray you open our eyes for opportunities to connect in our communities and in our states, and even at a federal level, if you open those doors for your people, Lord Jesus, that are on this line or connected to anyone on this line, to continue to spread the gospel, the kingdom of Jesus Christ. It's so much more than salvation. Give us all that we need, Lord Jesus. We never know what a conversation can be, an email, a letter to your state representative with divine strategy from Jesus out of your prayer closet. We can make an impact, and I pray, God, that you would begin to reveal to us how and where we can. And I thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, that you're tearing down the lie that we can't make a difference in government. Yes, we can. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're opening doors and that you're getting ready to show your beautiful bride the right way to do it. That we are the kingdom, and the kingdom is coming. I thank you and praise you for that. I praise you, Lord Jesus. I seal these words in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you for praying with me this morning, brothers and sisters. I pray that you vote. I pray that you look for ways to make an impact in your communities, in your states, and even at a federal level. We are the answer. Jesus is the answer, and we are carriers, representors of him. And greater works can we do than him, and I pray we do that in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to turn it back over to our prayer host.
Amen, Sister Rachel. Wow. That was an extraordinary prayer you prayed this morning. I felt it. I am energized, and I pray that the Lord continue to open the doors for you in the criminal justice center. We need you in government, and we thank God for you being on the prayer line, being a prayer lead. We thank God for you in the name of Jesus. All right, so I'm going to read the Believer's Declaration, then I'll turn it over to the next prayer lead. The Believer's Declaration states, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, number two, as mature believers, we minister from our location. Number three, we are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Amen. At this time, we're going to turn over to our own Minister Bronson. Minister Bronson, are you ready? Minister Bronson? Okay, let's see. Wait a minute. My notes is wrong. It's not Minister. It's not Minister Bronson that's supposed to be on the line. It is Sister Shirley. Amen. Sister Shirley, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
I got it. I'm sorry. I had my notes mixed up for a minute there.
It's all right. Good morning, saints of God. Praise the Lord on today. Sister Rachel, you blessed my soul on today with your job offer. God is moving in that area. He is so faithful, people of God. He is so faithful. I just want to encourage you to just hang in there. Stand on God's word. He is true. Today, I was asked to pray regarding the ability to vote, And so I just want to use the scripture that the Lord has placed on my heart, which is coming from Psalms 100, the fourth verse, and it reads, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto the Lord. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. And that's just all encompassing. No matter what the situation is, we come before the Lord as a people giving him thanks and praise. So I just want to just start this prayer off just giving the Lord thanks on today. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we come before you on today. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for another day, Lord God. We bless your holy name because you are worthy, Lord God, to be praised, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for your word because your word reminds us, Father, in the book of Exodus, it has nothing to do with who's in leadership, Lord God. Hallelujah. But it is about your people, the set aside people that are vowing to praise you in the midst of, Lord God. Hallelujah. And you show your hand strong, Lord God, regardless of the Pharaoh, Lord God. If your people who are called by your name will humble ourselves and pray, Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you on today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can be reminded in the book of Exodus, Lord God, that no matter what came up against the land, Lord God, we were set aside to worship you, Lord God. So we send up the worship in advance, Lord God. We send up the praise in advance, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, as we look at the timeline, Lord God, from the 1700 era, Lord God, that it was only a designated different demographics of people who could vote in that era, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, for a hand of provision, Lord God, a hand of progression, Lord God, throughout the eras, Lord God. Then there came the women, Lord God, the suffrage movement, Lord God. Your hand was still there, Lord God. Women behind the scene, Lord God, maybe not having the ability to vote during that time, but praying for that time. And you showed yourself, Lord God, you manifested yourself, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God. Then that civil rights era in the 1960s, Lord God, hallelujah, from the deep south, Lord God, to the north, Lord God, how you just united people, Lord God, because your word says that the heart of the king is in your hands, Lord God. You move it as you so desire, Lord God. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord God, for the ability, Lord God, hallelujah, the ability to vote, Lord God, because it hasn't always been this way, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, but from generation to generation, your hand, Lord God, has been there on behalf of your people, Lord God. We thank you for your mighty hand of deliverance, Lord God. We thank you for the new move of you, Lord God. It is about your people, Lord God. No matter how this thing turns out, Lord God, it will all line up with your word, Lord God. Hallelujah. It will all line up with your word, Lord God. We are already victorious in you, Lord God. We just pray, Lord God, for the election, Lord God. We pray for those on both sides of the aisle, Lord God, the Democrats, the Republicans, the Libertarians, Lord God. Father God, we just live up this election unto you, Lord God. We lift it up to you, Lord God. Father God, we just pray that there will be protection at the polls, Lord God. We pray for the poll workers, Lord God. We pray for integrity, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. For that individual that says, my vote doesn't count. My vote doesn't matter, Lord God. Let them know that their vote is just as unique as their fingerprint, Lord God. That we are all made as individuals, Lord God. And their needs and their vote counts as well, Lord God. Father God, we just thank you for those that you are putting in office, Lord God, those that have a desire to lead, Lord God. Father God, we just pray for them, Lord God. We thank you for the new thing that you're doing in the land, Lord God. We pray for leaders that will not compromise the truth, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the new thing that you're doing in the land, Lord God. Father God, we just thank you for the school system and those that are in leadership, the principals, the administrators, the superintendents, Lord God. We thank you for the new thing, Lord God, the parents. We thank you, the bus drivers, the guards, Lord God, the nutritional aides, Lord God, the new thing that you're doing in the workplace, the new thing that you're doing. We thank you for the new thing that you're doing, Lord God. You be glorified in all things, Lord God. Sometimes we don't know how to pray, and so that's always okay, too, because we know that we can rely on the Holy Spirit, and we thank you, Holy Spirit. We don't want to be in flesh in anything that we do, Lord God. Father God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Lord God. We thank you for the work that you're doing on today, Lord God. We thank you for doors that are being opened on today, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. Father God, we lift up Bishop Clark to you. We lift up Pastor Lenore unto you. We lift up all the ministries connected to this ministry. Lord God, we lift up all the ministries across the land, Lord God. People are praying for the manifestation of you, Lord God. And we know that you're faithful. We know that you're faithful, Lord God. So we just pray for your people that they will have patience, that they will hear a word that will give them strength on today, Lord God, to endure. Endure to the 11th hour, Lord God, because sometimes that's when you come through. In the 11th hour, right before midnight. Oh, but if we would just praise you. Hallelujah. If we would just praise you in the midnight hour, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for favor on today, Lord God. Thank you for favor on today, Lord God. Thank you for your mighty hand of deliverance, Lord God. The ability to vote. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord God. That we won't just look at the suffering, but how you provided during the suppression era. Some of us may still feel that we are suppressed, Lord God, but let us just connect back to your word because we are people that are free. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Thank you for those demographics of people. Thank you, Lord God, that know that no matter who's in office, Lord God, we're free, free to worship you. Thank you, Jesus, for your hand, Lord God, of provision. Thank you, Lord God, for your hand of provision, Lord God. When there's no jobs, Lord God, you inspire us to start a business, Lord God. Thank you. We say thank you, Lord God. There's no one like you, Lord God. Witty inventions, Lord God. It is all about you. That we will be free to worship you. When your people were in bondage, it was about let them go so that they can worship you. Lord God, it's all about you. Let us not lose focus. It's all about you. We rejoice in advance, oh God, because it's all about you, Lord God. We thank you for the testimonies. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for favor. We thank you for increase, Lord God. We thank you for jobs made out of no way, just even during the election, that people will now have temporary jobs as poll workers, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We come with the spirit of gratitude on this thankful Thursday, Lord God. Father God, and we just lift up those that may be sick today, Lord God, those that are bereaved, Lord God, those that are separated from their loved ones, Lord God. Let us be reminded that you promised never to leave us, never to leave us or forsake us. Your word will stand when nothing else stands, Lord God. We thank you. No matter what man has distorted over time, no matter what man has twisted over time, your word is true. And we thank you for your word, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that your people are strengthened on today. Your people are victorious on today. Your people are encouraged on today. No matter how the election turns out, the heart of the king is in your hand. And we are people that are vowed to praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And when praises go up, blessings come down, Lord God. So we have the victory. We thank you. We thank you for our believers' declaration, Lord God. Hallelujah. Because if we can speak it, it is so. And we thank you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. I thank you. God bless you, people of God. I just want to encourage you. My testimony is like Sister Rachel's. Almost a year I had been without a permanent job, but in the 11th hour, a job offer was made to me on this week. God is faithful, but in the downtime, God gave me time to set up my business. God is faithful. Just continue to look for him, look to him. because that's where our help comes from. I'm going to turn it over to our prayer lead, our prayer host, I'm sorry. I just want to encourage you all on today. God is in control. Amen. Amen.
Amen, Sister Shirley. I thank you for your prayer on the ability to vote. Yes, our vote matters. Our vote matters. We're going to make sure you, Pastor Lenore sent me a text right quick. I'm going to read that right quick. It says, everyone, make sure you make the statement. What did it say? The statement, we are not giving our views, but our prayers. Amen. God bless you. All right, let me get back here to where I'm at. I lost my spot. All right. All righty. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your testimonies. Thank you for, like we say, this is a prayer service. Thank you, Lord. And we're asking everyone to go forth and lift up the name of Jesus, for he is worthy to be praised. We're at the midpoint of our prayer service. And we're going to ask if you have to leave, if you don't mind, if you can leave an offering, you can leave your offering. Dang, I can't see. At $Bishop Eric Clark, or you can text to give at 216-446-1209. Or you can also go to our website, ekcministry.org. And you can also leave a prayer request, and you can upload your 1 minute GPS. And at this time, we're going to turn it over to our own Pastor Terry Buckner. Pastor Terry, are you there?
Yes, grace and peace be unto you, God our Father, and Lord Jesus Christ. We thank everyone this morning for joining with us. We thank every prayer that was already prayed. Everybody's doing a great job. Well, we always pray for all the prayer leads and the prayer host who bring this time together, an hour of prayer. It's a wonderful thing to call on the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is in control of all. He's in control of the election, the officials, judges, lawyers, prosecutors. It's all about him. We pray for honesty during this election time. We pray no one was trying to steal votes or persuade others to do something that is ungodly in the mighty name of Jesus. Our prayer list, as goes forward, we praying for, where my list, man. We're praying for everyone that is on the list, first of all, and we're praying that God would give them healing. My God, Mercedes, Marion, Myron, Bernard. Brother Bernard has been moved to another facility. I'm going to get that information. We're praying for them and praying that God would give them healing. Derek, Mina, Keitha, Sister Keitha, we're praying, of course. We ask God would put his hand upon you. Pastor Matthew, Pastor Pay over in Africa, we're asking God to give them wisdom as they continue to lead their flock. All the nursing homes, all the rehabilitation centers, the Spirit of God would just walk up and down the hallways and allow the angels to minister, the ministering angels to minister to the people. My God, in the name of Jesus. And we're praying, Lord, that today that you would touch individuals' hearts and minds, give them comfort, my God, in the name of Jesus, and reassuring them that your love is greater than any trouble that we face, if any hardship that we come across, any pain, any struggle, any discomfort. We rely on your love, Lord. Your love is what lifts us in the mighty name of Jesus. Praying for my entire family in Jesus' name. Keep all them lifted up and covered. And I always thank the people for praying for us, for me and my family, because we need prayer. I'm not ashamed to tell you. Oh, Pastor T need prayer. But God is good. He's faithful, kind, and merciful. And I'm grateful to just be in the family, to know the Father. To have a personal relationship with the Father is very important. And I was reading out of this prayer manual. It was talking about praying for judges and stuff like, and he says, we are to forgive when we pray. We forgive their sins, their inequities, their trespasses, the transgressions. We are to keep them lifted in prayer. We are to obey them that have rule over us. We are to not slander them, not speak evil against them. Just pray. And don't pick what side, or don't share your opinion of who you're voting for, but just pray. Pray for them in the name of Jesus. He says that he has given us the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever we bind and loose on earth shall be bound and loose in heaven. And we shall ask and to loose angels in great abundance into the presence of the courtrooms, and the presence of city hall, and the presence of the House of Representatives, the presence of the senators, the presence of the city council members, the presence of all officials, all those who were in the government leadership positions. We are to ask God's covering upon them, that God will give them wisdom, and God will give them direction in the mighty name of Jesus. In James, in the first chapter, it talks about, in verse, I'm just going to read a couple of verses. In verse 19, it talks about listening and doing. Verse 19 said, understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to get angry. Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word of God has planted in your hearts, for he has the power to save your souls. So just don't listen, but do what you hear and what you have read. Be doers of the word. I pray that all these city officials be doers of the word of God. I pray that they be led by the Spirit of God. My prayer is that God, by way of the Holy Spirit, would guide them to the right way to run this country in the mighty name of Jesus. That's my prayer this morning. Father, I thank you. I thank you for this time to get together with you and to share our faith and share our prayer, share our concerns with you, Father. I already know who is the winner of each election. You know who's going to be appointed into the office. You know what they're about to say, what they're about to do, what they have already committed in their heart. And I pray, Father, that your will continually be done in the mighty name of Jesus, even in the war that's over in the Middle East, in Gaza. We pray that the war would cease. We pray that there be no more casualties. We pray for the people who have been displaced. We pray for the people who have lost their loved ones, who have lost their homes, who have lost their businesses. We pray for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for those who are homeless today in the name of Jesus across the land. We pray, the Father, they will get the needed nourishments that they need, the needed medicine that they need. We pray that they will get the that needed blankets and comforters and pillows, tents, whatever they need, Father, we pray that you would send forth it in the mighty name of Jesus. More importantly, we pray that their heart will be open to receive the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior. God, we thank you, Lord, that you're keeping them warm at night, that you keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for the men's shelter of 2100. My God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that there will be food there, good food, in the name of Jesus. Shelter will continue to be there for them. Comfort and love and the presence of God will be in every room and every bed in the name of Jesus. The women's shelter, we pray for the women right now who are in the shelters with little ones. We pray that there will be comfort. We pray that they will find placement and they will find housing, adequate housing, and they will be able to leave those shelters in the name. We pray that they're safe from all hurt, harm, and danger right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for the schools today, Lord. We pray for all the schools to be blessed, all the children to be safe. We pray against gun violence. We pray that all metal detectors would work. Hallelujah. We pray that the kids wouldn't bring the guns and weapons into the school. We pray against the anger of each child. Some are angry at their parents. Some are angry at other students. We speak against that in the name of Jesus. We speak peace to that situation, Lord. Just peace. We speak peace right now in the name of Jesus across the whole land. We speak against fear and doubt and anger, jealousy. We speak against those things. My God, in the name of Jesus, we speak safety and peace and rest for the weary souls right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the way you've opened up jobs for our sisters. My God, in the name of Jesus, that what's on their heart's desire, and you granted them. And we thank you, Father. We thank you that you kept them even when they were looking for a job. We thank you, Lord, because we know that you're our source. And we thank you, Father, for providing for them, for letting nothing get cut off, for letting nothing get taken away, for keeping them in your perfect peace, keeping them up underneath your wings. We thank you that you're the refuge. You're the safety place. My God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Excuse me. Lord, we thank you for the friendships that we have bonded through this prayer line. We thank you for all the members of the body of Christ assembly. We also thank you for all the co-laborers in Christ throughout the whole land. We thank you for this time because I got sisters and brothers in New Mexico, in Kansas City, my God, in Florida, in North Carolina, in Alabama. I got prayer warriors that are all over the land, in New York, my God, in Mississippi, my God, in Atlanta, my God, in Florida, hallelujah. Got folk praying for me, and I thank you, God. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, because I feel those prayers. I feel those genuine concern for the brothers and the sisters in the mighty name. I thank you for the spirit of unity that is upon this prayer line, this prayer circle, this prayer service, the spirit of unity, how each one loves one another. The scripture where it says, love thy neighbor as thyself. I sense that spirit, and I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray. Amen. We want to say we love you, everyone that's underneath the sound of my voice. We love you. We appreciate what you're doing. You're doing a great work. Continue to do it. Continue to strive to help others and bless others. And in Jesus' name, and God, keep you safe. Keep you safe In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Pastor Buckner, thank you for your prayer, your shepherd's heart. We thank you for that. At this time, it's Halloween, y'all. I think we need to praise the Lord at this time. I want to unmute the line, and we can lift the name of the Lord up. Did I unmute it? All right. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless your name, Lord, today, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We plead your blood right now, Lord. Cover our
hearts. Hallelujah.
In your name, Jesus. Cover them. Protect them, Lord. Keep them safe today, Lord Jesus. Don't let any harm or danger come on, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you right now. Lord Jesus. We praise your name this morning. For you are worthy, Lord Jesus. Of all praise, all glory, all honor, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Have your way this morning, Lord. Have your way this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. It's Halloween, y'all. Thank you, Lord. You know, I kind of did a little research and found out that Halloween's origin rooted from Christianity. It was called Al-Hallow, All Saints Day. I didn't know that at the time. I didn't know that. But I thank God for showing me the truth about Halloween. Also, Brother Bernard is at the Lake Villa, Pleasant Lake Villa. And his phone number is 440-842-2273. If anybody wants to give him a call and encourage him, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Pastor Buckner, for our prayer list. We're praying for all those that are on our prayer list. We're going to keep them covered. We're going to keep them lifted up in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank Sister Shirley for praying on ability to vote. She gave some bullet points. That I wrote down, hand of progression. God's hand is put on us for progression and provision. And we thank God for that. And we thank God for her praying for protection at the poll for everyone. And that she said that every vote counts. Everybody's votes count. Don't be fooled by the adversary to make you think that our vote doesn't matter. Every vote matters. Thank you, Jesus. And Sister Rachel, wow, magnificent prayer she did. And she said, plant us in the places of authority that we can come forth and bring forth your kingdom. I like that. And I like the fact that she read the scripture that I was going to read. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, and the government will be upon his shoulders. Yeah, that's who I want to be in charge. Jesus Christ and his government. I thank God for knowing that's what's coming, the millennial kingdom. And I thank God that I'm going to be a part of that in the name of Jesus. At this time, it's about coming to a close on our prayer service, our 8 to 9 o'clock prayer service. And we are looking for prayer leads and hosts. If anybody is interested in being a prayer lead or a host, they can contact Pastor Lenora at 216-475-6327. That's 216-475-6327. And if you want to stay connected, if you are new and just join us on the prayer line, you can stay connected by texting MAXIMIZE to 55444. Only once. Just text it once. That's MAXIMIZE to 55444. Only once. And you will receive all the information of what our ministry, every email, you will receive that. Whatever the church is putting out, it will come to your email. At this time, let us pray. Gracious Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for you being the King of Kings, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your government that's going to come forth, Lord. Your millennial kingdom, Lord. We're looking forward to your rule, Lord. You say, every knee shall bow and every mouth shall confess that you are Lord, and we just thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just thank you that we're asking that you look on the governments, not only in our country, but those governments throughout the world, Lord Jesus. Those that are in chaos, Lord, we ask, Lord Jesus, that you can bring order there, Lord. Hold back the hand of the adversary, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those that are suffering, Lord, throughout the world, Lord Jesus, under regimes, Lord, that's only thinking about themselves, Lord, and only thinking about gain for themselves, Lord Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you help the underprivileged, Lord, those that are poor, marginalized, Lord Jesus. Help them, Lord Jesus. Bring forth deliverance, Lord, as only you can, Lord. We need you today, Lord Jesus. Direct us, Lord. Thank you for placing people, your people in government, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for giving us Deborah's, Lord Jesus, in government. Joseph's, Lord, in government, Lord. Give them the power and authority, Lord Jesus, that turns people's hearts to you, Lord. Give them the power and the authority, Lord Jesus, to open up doors, Lord, for your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray that it be done. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our bishop. We thank you, Lord, for his vision, Lord, and the direction that he's leading the church into the future, Lord. Continue to strengthen him, Lord Jesus. Continue to give him wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Lord, of your will, Lord Jesus. And thank you for Pastor Lenore being by his side. Thank you for all of us, Lord Jesus, that undergird him, Lord, all of those that are helping him to do your will, Jesus. Lord, we ask that you continue to put your blood of protection upon us and upon our children, Lord, as they go out today, Lord Jesus. Shield them from any harm, any danger, Lord. Put them in the right environments, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Put the right examples before them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give them the right understanding, Lord, of what today is all about, Lord Jesus. Remembering the dead, Lord, those that have been martyred for us, Lord, those that have went before us, Lord Jesus, to preach your word, to spread your kingdom, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done, Lord Jesus, and what you're doing right now in our lives, Lord. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Let your will be done in our lives, Lord Jesus. Lord, help us to visit the sick, Lord. Help us to go to the prisons, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, to go where you want us to go, Lord Jesus, throughout the city, Lord, throughout the world, Lord Jesus, to usher in your kingdom. Your kingdom is from within right now, but it's going to be visible one day, Lord Jesus. Your kingdom is going to come on this earth, Lord Jesus, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We're looking forward to your return, Lord Jesus. We're looking forward to your reign, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, that you made us a part of it, that you plucked us out of the fire, Lord, that you saved us, Lord Jesus, that you got our attention, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for that today, Lord. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you look upon those that are on this prayer line, Lord. Continue to protect them, Lord. Protect their families, Lord. Continue to give them a word of encouragement, Lord. Let them know that you're always with them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Have your way, Lord Jesus, in our lives, Lord Jesus. Help us to hear your instructions. Give us a clear vision, Lord, of what we should be doing, Lord Jesus, on a daily basis, Lord. Help us to stay connected to this ministry, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Lord. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Strengthen those, Lord Jesus, that need strengthening, Lord. Bring back the backslider, Lord Jesus. Those that are out there on limb, Lord Jesus, that feel like they have no hope, Lord Jesus. Lord, you can save them, Lord Jesus. Stretch out those staff, Lord Jesus. Bring them back off that cliff, Lord Jesus. Let them know that it's not too late to turn back, Lord. Help them to come to themselves, Lord Jesus. If they're in the pig's pen, Lord, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, help them to come to themselves, Lord Jesus, and want to return back to the Father's house, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for everything that you're doing, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. Let your will be done, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all the prayers that went forth today, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for encouraging us, Lord Jesus, to hold on, Lord, just a little bit longer, to hold on, Lord Jesus, that you're on the throne, Lord Jesus, and you still are in control. No matter how it looks, Lord Jesus, you're still in control, Lord. No matter what it looks like, Lord Jesus, you still are in control, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're allowing us to get self out the way, Lord, and that your will can be done in us, Lord. Each and every day, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for giving us an assignment, Lord, to serve you and to serve others, Lord Jesus, to show your love, Lord, to tell somebody what they must do to be saved, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for encouraging us to go forth, Lord, to take the power and authority that you've given us wherever we are, Lord, to use it, Lord, to advance your kingdom. And we thank you right now, Jesus, for your grace and your mercy and your love and your forgiveness. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blood that you shed on the cross for us, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for making us new creatures in you, Lord Jesus, renewing our minds daily, Lord Jesus, giving us a hunger and a thirst after your righteousness, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, new opportunities, Lord, doors of new opportunities that you're opening for us, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for bringing in the finances that we need, Lord, to do your work, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the faithful tithers, Lord Jesus, of this ministry, Lord. Continue to bless them, Lord Jesus, so they can continue to support this ministry, Lord. We ask it in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, to do your will, Lord. Help us to understand, Lord Jesus, what we must do, Lord Jesus. Help us to stay connected to you, Lord. Lord, don't let the devil fool us in no kind of ways. You said you would not have us to be ignorant of his devices, Lord. And we thank you right now, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord Jesus. We praise your name, Lord. Inhabit the praises, Lord, of your people today, Lord Jesus. Lord, let them know that you're with them, Lord, wherever they're going, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence right now. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your agreements, Lord. We touch and agree right now, Lord Jesus, on all that's been said and done today, Lord. We touch and agree right now, Lord Jesus, that your will be done in our lives, Lord Jesus, that you've given us the victory, Lord, and we stand on your promises, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Nada da ba kanta. Nada da ba saya, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Thank you. All right, everyone. God bless you. Y'all have a safe day today. Watch over your children. Be careful where they're at. Keep an eye on them. Keep a watchful eye on them. The Daily Bread will be coming on in about 1 minute. We ask you to go to your YouTube station. And Bishop will be bringing us the word for the day. All right. God bless everyone. Have a great day.
God bless.
Have a great day, everybody.
Amen.
A wonderful day.
I'm gonna get through it, but that is a wonderful boy. I want to see.